want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Biology of Thankfulness. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
If your emotional landscape has felt fragile, thankfulness can offer a gentle reminder that not everything is lost, that some things, good things, do endure. Some things are still whole. Let me give you another one. Thankfulness supports better rest and physical recovery. Now, we talked about this just a while ago, but sleep is not just a luxury. It is a foundational part of our immune system and hormone balance and memory and emotional well-being. People who don't sleep well generally don't feel well. And it begins to affect them in very negative ways. But yet sleep, sweet sleep, can come from just simply choosing to be thankful. During times of stress and grief, restful sleep, sometimes it's hard to find. It can be elusive. Thankfulness has been shown, though, to improve sleep quality, reduce insomnia, and increase overall satisfaction with rest. This is because reflecting on positive experiences before sleep helps quiet the brain's alert centers and promote a sense of closure to the day. It creates a mental environment in which the body feels safe to let go. Now, how many of you have ever went to sleep stressed out? How many of you could testify to the fact that you generally don't sleep very well when that happens? Sometimes as simple as writing down, I don't know, three small things that you appreciated during the day before bedtime can help ease the transition into sleep, according to these studies. These don't need to be profound. They can be just ordinary moments, just a kind word, a warm meal, a quiet hour of peace, just remembering some good things. You know, when anytime there's a funeral, anytime I do a funeral, one of the things I'm always going to do is I want people to talk about the good memories, always. You know, sometimes those memories, sometimes when it's not been an easy thing, an easy relationship, we forget the good memories. But then in a time like that, when people begin to look for those memories will be there, and those good memories actually bring healing because it calls you to be thankful. When the body hears all is well for now, it rests more deeply. And in that rest, literally your body begins to repair itself. God designed us that way. Number five, thankfulness doesn't have to be grand. What do we mean by that? There's no need to have to write out, you know, a long book of stuff or, you know, perfect journals. Thankfulness lives in the small things. It can be found in a moment of, you know, Pastor Cindy loves and always has loved sunrises and sunsets. It can be in a moment like that where, you know, you're looking at this beauty that God created that does something for you, right? And just being thankful for that. It can be found in the fact that you're still breathing after a long day, right? Let me give you some stats. If you have food in your refrigerator or clothes on your back or a roof over your head and a place to sleep, you are richer than, now this is going to sound unbelievable, you are richer than 75% of this world. A refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, a place to sleep, richer than 75% of this world. We have no idea how blessed we are. That's why I always tell people, every person ought to at least one time in their life take a mission trip, at least one time in their life cross the boundaries of this country and see how other people live, at least one time in your life. It changes the way you look at things. Let me give you some more. If you have any money in the bank or in your wallet, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthiest. Hard to believe. You know why it's hard to believe? Because we complain and we don't have enough all the time, and we have no idea that even the poorest among us is rich compared to most of the world. It's hard to believe. We are in the top 8% if we have money in the bank or in our wallet. If you have spare change in a dish someplace or in your pocket, if you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger and the loss of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of more than 500 million people in this world today. If you can attend church meetings like this without fear of harassment, arrest, or torture, or death, you are more blessed than more than 3 billion people in this world. We don't think about those things. We are a blessed people. The point is this, it's not to force positivity, it's to honor what's good that's already present and sometimes overlooked. Thankfulness will not solve every problem, and it won't remove pain or rewrite the past, but it can offer something equally important. It can give you the right perspective. It can give you hope. It can give you stability. It can give you peace in the midst of everything that's going on. It trains the mind to notice what endures. It signals the body to release its tension. It invites rest. It anchors the heart. If you're moving through something difficult, just knowing that you're not alone is something to give thanks for. Realize that a small whisper of thanks for what is still here can change the entire trajectory of your life. Thankfulness turns what we have into enough. I want to say that again. Thankfulness turns what we have that many times we take for granted into enough. Let me say it this way. Thankfulness keeps us out of covetousness. How many times does the Bible say to give thanks? Well, around 73 times directly, but the spirit of thanksgiving is present on nearly every page of the Bible. In good times or hard times, giving thanks to God, his invitation to draw close to him, to remember his faithfulness, and to live with joy. Those are the things that we need to do. Thankfulness is not just a nice idea. It is a spiritual habit. Everybody say habit. It is a spiritual habit that changes everything. You know, the old saying about your habits become your character. What if we developed a habit purposely, intentionally, of being thankful people? Imagine what could happen in our lives. We live with joy, true joy, when we choose to be thankful. Thankfulness keeps you from falling into a victim mentality. I want to tell you, a victim mentality doesn't do you any good and never will. A victim mentality will keep you out of repentance. Pastor Cindy preached this message a long time ago. I've referred to it many times, that God didn't die to save victims. He died to save sinners. There will be no victims in heaven, only sinners, people who were sinners who got saved by his grace. See, if I have a victim mentality, I'm always blaming something, whether it be a person or a circumstance or a situation, for my bad choices. If I have a victim mentality. But if I have a thankful mentality, then I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just thanking God that he didn't kill me when I deserved to be killed. Amen? So I want to declare to you today that I am thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful for what God is doing in your life. And I'm thankful that he's turning us from complainers to those who give thanks. Amen? This is so more real to me than it ever has been before, the power of thanksgiving, the power of thankfulness. I am thankful that our nation still has a holiday called Thanksgiving, where at least one day, it should be every day, but at least one day, we're focused on the fact that we're thankful. So why don't we just, look, if we need to have a little repentance here, you know, they say come to Jesus meeting. We need to have a little repentance here. Well, let's just do it. Maybe you find that you're one that you've been complaining. Maybe that's kind of been your mindset, and that complaining comes very easy. You know, they use the term pessimist or optimist. Well, it's more than just pessimist versus optimist. It's literally being grateful or ungrateful. So I want to live my life the way God designed it to function. Amen. So why don't we go to him right now, and I'm going to pray, but why don't you just begin to pray too. If you need to repent of having a, a complaining kind of mentality, a victim mentality. Man, get out of that. That keeps people in bondage. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for every person here. I thank you, God, that you are doing something in each one of us, Lord, as we get honest and open before you. Father, I'm asking you to forgive me for all of the complaining I've done in my life. I'm asking you to clean that mess up. I'm asking you, Father, to help me to truly have a heart of thanksgiving and gratefulness. Help me to be the kind of person, Lord, that always considers how good you have been. Lord, I pray for every person in this room, Lord, that you would shift our mentality from that of a victim to that of someone who is victorious because the victor lives in us. Lord, I pray that for each one of us, Lord, instead of complaining about our family situations or complaining about our job situations or complaining about our employer or the employees we work with or whatever the situation, Lord, that we would begin to look for your good in all of this. Lord, that we would truly have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of gratefulness. Father, and I thank you that as that's happening, that bodies will be healed. I thank you that our mindsets will be changed, that our brains, our minds would be renewed, oh God. I thank you, Father, that health will come back to our bodies, that our arteries and veins and blood vessels will be made clear, that our organs will be strengthened, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will reverse those things that we were headed toward because of our complaining. And I thank you for changing these things, turning these things around. Father, may we start every day and end every day with a heart of thanksgiving to you. Lord, may we always count our blessings and be thankful for them. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.